They got into too many fights with non-paratroopers. It was one of the wildest weeks in London's history. One newspaper compared the damage done to the Blitz. A joke went around. The MPs in London were going to receive a presidential citation for duty above and beyond during the week the 101st was in town. Not everyone went to London. Harry Welsh traveled to Ireland to see relatives. Winters stayed in Altbourne to rest, reflect, and write letters to the parents of men killed or wounded. Gordon and Lipton, after recovery from their wounds, went to Scotland to see the sights. In the hospital, after his evacuation from Normandy, Gordon had been given skin grafts, then had his leg enclosed in a cast that ran from hip to toe. He was the only combat-wounded man in his ward. The others were ill or had been hurt in accidents in England. He was therefore an object of great respect. They were in awe of me. 3 times officers came in to pin a Purple Heart on his pillow. I would lower my eyes modestly and murmur thanks to the small group who had gathered to see the hero. Then he would hide the medal and wait for the next one. After 8 weeks in the hospital, he returned to E Company. It was airborne policy to return recovered men to their original company. In the infantry, when wounded became fit for duty, they went wherever they were needed. The former was, in the opinion of every paratrooper, one of the wisest things the airborne did. The latter policy was, in everyone's opinion, one of the dumbest things the army did. Sergeant Talbert got back to Easy at the same time Gordon did. As his wound had been inflicted by Private Smith's bayonet rather than by a German, he was disqualified from receiving the Purple Heart. Gordon told him not to worry. He could fix him up with one of his extra ribbons. The 3rd platoon got together and conducted an appropriate ceremony for Talbert. Gordon and Rogers had written a poem to immortalize Talbert, Smith, and the bayonet that came between them. The title was The Knight of the Bayonet. Fortunately for posterity, the poem has not survived, or at least the authors refused to give it to me for this book. The indignant Talbert declared, "I could have shot the little bastard 6 times as he lunged toward me, but I didn't think we could spare a man at the time." Some of the wounded were worried about permanent disability. Malarkey found this out when he and Don Moon were sitting in the mess hall as Lipton passed by. "Hi, Crip," Malarkey called out. Lipton turned and grabbed the 2 men by their throats, lifted them from their chairs, and declared that he would take them on 1 at a time or together.